Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today. Save big money at
Menards. Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.
All right, in a stunning turn of events, the judge in the Alec Baldwin involuntary manslaughter trial, as I know you've heard, dismissing the case on Friday, agreeing with the actor's lawyers that prosecutors hid evidence that may have been linked to the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the Western movie Rust in 2021. Let's listen to what happened in the courtroom the other day.
So, dismissal with prejudice is a very extreme sanction. And case law is very clear that because it's very extreme, I have to go through every single element and I have to make a very good record as to why I'm seeing what I'm seeing. So in order to establish a Brady violation, the defendant must show that the prosecution suppressed evidence, the evidence was favorable to the accused, and the evidence was material to the defense. So let's go through the elements. Suppression of evidence. The definition of suppression of elements, this is Case versus Hatch, is while the first element requires proof that the prosecution suppressed or withheld the evidence in question, it does not require a finding of bad faith or any other culpable state of mind on the part of the prosecutor. This prong is satisfied. The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office and the prosecution failed to disclose the supplemental report to defense and provide defense an opportunity to inspect the rounds collected into evidence that Mr. Teske gave. Is the evidence favorable to the accused? The second Brady element is whether the suppressed evidence was favorable to the accused, either as impeachment or exculpatory evidence. This prong is satisfied. The suppressed evidence is favorable to the accused. It is impeachment evidence, has even been offered in this trial as impeachment evidence, and is potentially exculpatory to the defense. Critically, the exculpatory value cannot be analyzed at such a late juncture because of the non-disclosure. Is the evidence material? While post-trial discovery of evidence under Brady requires a reasonable probability that the result of the proceeding would have been different, discovery of evidence during trial requires an evaluation of whether the late tender has impeded the effective use of evidence in such a way that it impacts the fundamental fairness of the proceedings, and that is State versus Huerta Castro. This evidence is material. The late discovery of this evidence during trial has impeded the effective use of evidence in such a way that it has impacted the fundamental fairness of the proceedings. The defense is not in a position to test the state's...
And then there's this.
I'm also going to take a look at Harper, State versus Harper. The assessment of sanctions depends upon the extent of the government's culpability, weighed against the amount of prejudice to the state, quoting Chouinard. Let's go through culpability. Our case law generally provides that the refusal to comply with a district court's discovery order only rises to the level of exclusion or dismissal where the state's conduct is especially culpable, such as where evidence is unilaterally withheld by the state in bad faith, or all access to the evidence is precluded by state intransigence. The state is highly culpable for its failure to provide this discovery to the defendant. The state unilaterally withheld a supplemental report. Santa Fe County Sheriff's Officer made the decision, and apparently also with the prosecutor, as pursuant to Hancock's testimony, that the evidence was of no evidentiary value and failed to connect the evidence to the instant case. The case agent, as well as pursuant to Hancock's testimony, Ms. Morrissey, was aware of the new evidence and yet did not make an effort to disclose it to defense. The state's willful withholding of this information was intentional and deliberate. If this conduct does not rise to the level of bad faith, it certainly comes so near to bad faith as to show signs of scorching. Prejudice. When discovery has been produced late, prejudice does not accrue unless the evidence is material and the disclosure is so late that it undermines the defendant's preparation for trial. The court concludes that this conduct is highly prejudicial to the defendant. The jury has been sworn, jeopardy has attached, and this disclosure during the course of trial is so late that it undermines the defendant's preparation for trial. There is no way for the court to right this wrong. Lesser sanctions under Harper. Trial courts possess broad discretionary authority to decide what sanction to impose when a discovery order is violated, State versus Lemire. The sanction of dismissal is the only warranted remedy. The jury has been sworn, jeopardy has attached, and a mistrial would not be based upon manifest necessity. Further, the sanction of dismissal is warranted in this case. The state has repeatedly made representations to defense and to the court that they were compliant with all their discovery obligations. Despite their repeated representations, they have continued to fail to disclose critical evidence to the defendant. Brady and Harper are satisfied. Dismissal with prejudice is warranted. Court also has power, inherent power. Per State versus Lemire, where discovery violations inject needless delay into the proceedings, courts may impose meaningful sanctions to effectuate their inherent power and promote efficient judicial administration. The state's discovery violation has injected a needless, incurable delay into the instant jury trial. Dismissal with prejudice is warranted to ensure the integrity of the judicial system and the efficient administration of justice. Your motion to dismiss with prejudice is granted.
And Alec Baldwin can be seen breaking down into tears at that moment, understandably so. The dismissal with prejudice, meaning the involuntary manslaughter case against the actor, cannot be filed again. Baldwin could have been sentenced to up to 18 months in prison if the jurors had unanimously agreed that he committed the felony. The actor was rehearsing a scene, of course, at the Bonanza Creek Ranch in Santa Fe County on October 21st, 2021, when the prop revolver he was holding went off, killing Helena Hutchins, who was 42, and wounding director Joel Souza. The actor pled not guilty. He claims that he was not aware the revolver contained a live round, and it was discharged accidentally after he followed instructions to point it towards Hutchins. Baldwin's lawyers asserted that the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office took possession of live rounds of ammunition as evidence, but did not record them in the official case file or reveal their existence to the actor's defense team. Carrie Morrissey, the special prosecutor in the case, said that the disputed ammunition was not linked to the case or hidden from Baldwin's lawyers. She argued the bullets were not the same size or composition as the live rounds retrieved from the rust set, including that one that killed Hutchins, 42, and described the dispute as a wild goose chase that has no evidentiary value whatsoever. Morrissey said that after the ruling that she was disappointed by the court's dismissal and disagreed but respects the decision, saying, quote, "I believe the importance of the evidence was misconstrued by the defense attorneys," Morrissey told reporters outside. Asked if she believed she let the Hutchins family down, Morrissey said, "No, we didn't. We did everything humanly possible to bring justice to Helena and her family, and we're proud of the work that we did." Alec Baldwin's arrest trial. Judge, it's done. It is wrapped up. The we do have interviews this week. I should say that because we recorded a lot of interviews last week with our guests discussing the evidence in it. And there was a lot of moments in those discussions, and we're going to air them all week so you can still hear it, but just be aware it was recorded earlier on. You know, I think a lot of people were coming to the same conclusion of why are we doing this? Why is this trial even going on? And clearly, after we learned about this evidence that was not turned over, it was actually under a different case file. It certainly it seemed like it was more of a witch hunt than it was a fair trial.
You know, there's a lot of questions that are going to be raised. One of them is, was this an intentional action or was this an oversight? Somebody screwed up. I think if you've got a prosecutor who has prosecuted any case before, an oversight like this wouldn't happen, but people do make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Was this intentionally withholding evidence? Was there something behind this? This action that pretty much just blew this entire trial up. I don't get it. I mean, if you're an experienced prosecutor, this shouldn't happen.
I don't know if it was intentional or not. From what it sounded like when the prosecutor was speaking, it sounds like it was a lot of things that went wrong that were actually kind of beyond her purview. And she was playing catch up for other people making mistakes. And unfortunately, obviously this all, you know, it went too far, it went too long, and the corrections were not made. But there seemed to be a lot of technical errors with filing this case, and there was a lot that was not done. Human error, I think, in a lot of it. I don't know that it was anything was, you know, done nefariously. I really don't. But carelessly, I think, would be probably more the apt word to use here.
Now, what I want to see, and I'm assuming Hannah Gutierrez Reed, or however you pronounce her name, I'm sorry if I screwed that up. Her attorneys need to be furiously working right now, drawing up some sort of appeal or something to get her case looked at again. Because if Alex got thrown out, hers needs to get thrown out, because the evidence is the same, is it not?
It is pretty much. Here's the thing. I mean, yeah, you can. How long will that take, though? She's only in for 18 months, likely to get out at less than that. I'm sure they're doing it. But at the end of the day, unless they're willing to get this in right away for a hearing, which they may be, I don't know. I don't know where that will all lead.
You know, obviously somebody was killed. Somebody made a mistake on this set. It's not just what happened in the courtroom here that was a travesty of justice. Somebody died. Somebody lost their life. Other people were injured. Some people made some mistakes here. But at the end of the day, let's not punish one and not the other.
Well, especially when it's an accident, it's a mistake. We need to figure out what happened so it doesn't happen again. It doesn't mean we need to crucify every single person that made a mistake or didn't even know they were making a mistake at the time because of something that happened prior to things that got in their hands. They don't all need to be, you know, put on the spit and, you know, held over the fire. These people didn't have any intention to do anything wrong or hurt anybody. Somebody fucked up somewhere. Yeah. But it wasn't Alec Baldwin. No, you know, I think there's argument. The armorer was inexperienced. She was doing some fucked up things too. She was on drugs and all this while she was working on a set with ammunition. That's not okay. But again, not evil, not intentional behavior. And honestly, take all those things out of the equation. I don't know that she would have known either. If we even take these extenuating circumstances out, would she have caught this? Probably not, because number one, there wasn't ever supposed to be live ammo on set. So if we can ever get back to that point of how the fuck did this get here? How did this get mixed in? And again, your answer to that is probably a human error of some sort.
I hope it sets a precedent for Hollywood that anytime you're filming something using real guns that are not prop guns, real functioning firearms, that somebody on set is making sure that there's no live rounds anywhere near them.
Though that's what they should have already had going on. At least they thought they did. I wonder, I mean, at this day and age too, with the with what we can do technology wise on screen and after effecting everything, why, I mean, do we need these things? Do we actually need live? Do we need to even use blanks anymore? Do we need to use any of those things? I mean, I don't know. I could be completely off, but I'm thinking all that can be simulated very easily in post-production. And you can pretty much use fake guns the whole time without, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But very surprising and fast end to the Rust trial of Alec Baldwin.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Amber's drawings might be...
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here. Where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it, too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
Amber's drawings might be...
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.